You had a limp mic?
I had limp mic syndrome.
Oh.
I was like, because I play with it so much.
Right.
It's tired.
One of the safest places to grab is just right here and just like maneuver.
Okay. I'm grabbing the thing the whole time. Okay, that's great. Oh, that's
all my crap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's kind of just.
Don't worry, I can stiffen it back up for you.
Thank you. That's good. It's nice to have friends like you guys to help me stay stiff. Hello? Oops, hello? Okay, great. Okay, I'll come out right now. As I am on the phone finishing up our joke. Yeah, it's nice to have friends that keep you stiff. Hi, this is Grubhub. I don't know why I would have just waited.
Okay. Oh, that's really sweet, Connor.
Okay, let's run it. Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today.
Go ahead and rip up the band-aid.
Me?
I mean, go ahead and, yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. It's me, Connor, and?
And I'm Brooklyn.
We are so happy to be here, and Connor's working on splitting up some tater tots that he got us this morning, which is so sweet because he's had a busy morning and he needs to be fed. So
sustenance.
So please give us some grace in terms of eating tater tots, because I can't watch them to eat tater tots and not have them. And Connor does need them for his health and well-being this morning.
Well, we talked last week about tater tots and about how we don't see them enough.
Yeah.
And God works in mysterious but direct ways.
This is manifestation.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
But you know what's weird?
Huh?
And we'll get into this shortly. Manifestation is a life hack.
It is a life hack, which brings us to the topic of today's episode.
Life hacks. As well as urban legends, which the more that we posted last week about asking people for life hacks and urban legends.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out no one knows what anything means.
No.
I don't know what anything means.
I think that there's a lot of confusion around what a life hack is, especially me being one of the people who's incredibly confused. It's confusing to figure out what's a life hack and what's just something that you do while you're living your life. You know, I guess a life hack is something that is supposed to make life easier. Okay, life hack by definition on dictionary.com. A strategy or technique adopted in order to manage one's time and daily activities in a more efficient way. One person's life hack isn't always another person's life hack.
Right.
I think we're both right because we were saying my life hack is ordering ice so I don't have to fill up my ice trays. Whereas Connor said that's not a life hack.
It doesn't feel like a life hack. A usually simple and clever tip or technique for accomplishing something with a familiar and more. It doesn't feel like a life hack
right,
to me. Because
I guess technically it is for me because I find that to be
easier and more,
time efficient as as just less daunting.
Yeah. See, like that would make sense for me if you're like, I'm on my way home. I'm going to order the ice so that by the time I get home, it's there.
Right.
That would feel more life hacky to me. But I'm pretty laid back today, so that's a life hack.
Well, someone responded to that and said the hack is actually filling up your ice cube trays so you don't have to buy ice.
That's what I'm saying.
Like DSDF, different strokes for different folks, a life hack looks different to everyone. So that's interesting when you really think about it from that perspective.
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting. I told everyone, like my example for you that I gave you was I've been doing this thing where when I go on trips and usually when I go somewhere, I'm staying with someone.
Mm-hmm.
So my life hack is that I do laundry at their house on my last day. So when I pack my bag to leave, I get home and my clothes are clean and I just put them away.
That makes sense, but hear me out.
I'm listening.
Either way, you're washing your clothes.
It's more daunting for some reason when like you're at home and you get home and you have to go about your day versus like when I was at my grandma's house last week, I had not shit going on.
Right. So for me, I think the opposite would be true. Like I don't want to spend my time doing laundry when I'm at my away destination. I'd rather do it when I'm home. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
chalk it up to DSDF, I guess.
Chalk it up to DSDF.
I gotta stop eating. I have to stop eating.
I think so.
Let me close my box.
Close your box because it's gonna be too tempting.
Far too tempting.
Life hacks are a social construct.
I'm a hungry little rat.
You're
today.
Hungry little boy. So, moral of the story: life hacks are social constructs that are socially constructed based off of your personal preference.
That being said, let's hear some people's personal preferences.
Okay, ready? I screenshotted so many.
Wait.
What?
Not well, us diving right in today.
No, I know. It's freaky, right?
I'm like.
Guess how I opened the pod.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. That's never happened in the history of the pod.
You know what's funny? Yesterday, just to take us off topic. Off topic really
quick.
Yeah,
take us off topic.
To take us, what are those lines that go across the globe? Tropic of Capricorn? Tropic of Cancer?
Latitude and longitude?
The Tropic of Capricorn.
I've never heard of that. Did you have a geography class in high school?
I had a geography class in every
year of my life. I have never even come close to a geography curriculum.
This is going to blow your mind. Mm-hmm. We all had to take a geography. So there's the tropics really quick. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see the Tropic of Tropic of Cancer, which seems to go through South America, Africa, and then
South Asia,
yeah.
Are they just like and then, parallel to the equator?
I don't really remember the point of them.
Like,
it's like if you're in the middle of those, the equator's in the middle. You know
right,
what the equator is,
I do.
Right?
Yeah, I just said it.
When?
5 seconds ago.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah, you must have.
The Tropic of Cancer is the most northern latitude on Earth where the sun can appear directly overhead. The Tropic of Capricorn is the most southern latitude on the Earth where the sun can appear directly overhead. Yeah.
When is the sun not overhead?
When it's below our heads. Nighttime.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's on God.
You've always said that
I've always said that the Tropic of Cancer is the most northern latitude on life where you can, you know, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Took the word out of my mouth,
okay,
Google.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't remember how that happened, but what I was saying was yesterday on Kelsey's podcast, she was like, I don't even think we finished one sentence, and I had to apologize because I was like, that's unfortunately just like how I roll.
Right.
If something,
not your fault.
No, it's not my fault. DSDF.
Mm-hmm.
We got to the last 30 seconds of her podcast and she goes, crap, I need you to pull something out of this bag so we can do one of my topics.
Oh, I love those bags. I love
those bags.
Everyone go listen to Connor's episode of Circle Time.
Kelsey's pod
is great.
I got my, Kelsey Kreppel, Kelsey Co. I got my worst question. I hate, what is the one that you'd bring to an abandoned island? I mean, deserted island?
Oh, I have my three items right on the top of my head.
She asked for 10. I was like, my phone. She's like, you don't have Wi-Fi. I was like, okay, then I need a gun.
Just to press, just to scroll.
Yeah.
Scroll aimlessly without Wi-Fi. Yeah, I'll look through my camera roll.
Guess what? Yeah, but Brooke, you've been on a flight. At some point you're like, I can't keep going through my camera roll.
I could go through my camera roll for the rest of my life, I think, and find something new every single time.
I just do it so often when you have the airplane Wi-Fi, mm-hmm, and it turns out it only allows you to send texts.
Oh, I know.
And then all of a sudden you have that one friend that like you never talk to and they're suddenly like, what are you eating right now? What did you eat today?
Uh-huh.
It's like they're on a flight and
right,
all they have is Wi-Fi.
Right, right.
So why don't you take it from here?
Yeah, I don't mind. Okay.
We're back to life
Here's
hacks.
A good one.
Okay,
that me. Also like it might just like do more harm than it does good. Throw spaghetti on the wall to see if it's done cooking.
Does that work?
Well, you would be able
does
to tell
stick?
If it's like sticky as well as like loose.
That doesn't
loose and limber. You know?
Okay, I'm sure you've heard the saying throw spaghetti against the wall and see if it's
I've never heard that.
No, that's like throw ideas at the wall and see if it sticks.
Yeah, I've never heard it in terms of spaghetti.
It's a common way to describe the process of testing many different tactics at the same time. And if it doesn't work, it falls to the floor.
Right. I had no idea about that.
Hell yeah. To me, I'm like,
isn't it just easier to put it in your mouth?
Yeah, I would rather burn my mouth than put it in my mouth.
Right.
If it sticks, it's done.
Yeah, I would trust my mouth more than my wall.
This doesn't feel like a life hack, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, how does it make it any easier? Then you got to scrape all the goo off your wall.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you have a life hack for goo on your wall, too?
Exactly.
I hope you do.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I think it would do more harm than good.
I hope you have a plan B for the goo on your wall.
My life hack is actually putting it in my mouth.
Imagine like an Italian that's renting an apartment. They do not get the security deposit back because their walls are full of gluten.
We should ask Vito what he does.
Oh, Vito!
He came in the door.
Write that down so we can ask him that next time we see him. Okay. You ready for another one? This one really confused me.
I couldn't tell you the last time I wrote something down with a pen or a pencil.
I don't remember how to hold a pencil.
I had to sign my name on a CVS thing. And I was like, I guess I'll do cursive.
Yeah.
Looked like I was actively in a car accident.
Are you fluent in cursive?
No.
I can do two letters.
I was like, what? How do you do an N?
I don't know.
I got N from the O, couldn't get to, from the O to the N. I just started a new line.
I can do an L and an I, lowercase.
I remember thinking, like, if my cursive is not connected, life is pointless.
Right.
If my N is not connected to my O, I might as well go live on the streets.
I make up my cursive. I'll just do, like, normal
you
letters.
You can.
I'll do normal letters that are squiggly.
Okay, our other topic today is, like, urban legends, which I'll get into, But cursive is whatever you want it to be.
Cursive
is not a language.
No, it's not. It's a font.
It's a font. Doctors are the perfect example. They're not writing shit.
Yeah, it's a font.
They're doing their own thing, and they call in your prescription. And the people are like, oh, yeah, I know what this is. The doctor calls them as soon as you leave.
Font. Okay,
cursive is fake.
Yeah, get this. You ready?
Yeah.
The travel perfume is the same size.
I have one more thing. I'm so sorry about cursive.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Thanks. When you're signing an official document and they go, sign here, also print below. Choose your battles.
Right.
Which am I doing? I don't have all day to be writing my name. And do you also want me to write it in bubble letters?
I kind of get that.
Why?
Because your signature is like the official,
I guess,
stamp of approval, confirmation.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know about you, but like my signature is not indicative legible of my name at all. It's just a squiggle and like a very faint B that you can make out. So the print is what you can actually read. Okay, I can read that.
I can read it too.
Let's read it at the same time.
I never thought I would practice a lost art, but you're looking at it.
Apparently cursive writing is now on the endangered list. Ooh, I kind of lost it at the end. But
so you have to squint. Yeah. Made it worse, actually.
Okay, you
ready
for the
pack? Hit me with the next one.
Travel perfume is the same size as a vape. I refill the bottle and it fits in every small bag.
The bottle of what?
I guess she's taking her vape apart and putting perfume in it.
I think it's the opposite. I think she's putting vape juice in her perfume bottle.
What's vape juice?
Vape juice is what goes into your vape.
A weed vape or a nicotine vape?
That's vape juice. I think it's probably nicotine. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I know what makes up a vape.
So like a refillable vape, not a disposable vape.
I'm thinking of like a puff bar.
No, they have bigger vapes where you put the juice in. Like that. Like you put juice in there.
Never seen one of those in my life.
Yeah.
That looks like a Keurig.
No, it's
vape. So you put vape juice in a perfume?
So that you don't... She puts it in her perfume, but can you not travel with the vape juice if it's the same? I think you should maybe look into if you can just travel with your vape juice.
Well, vape juice isn't illegal.
Not at all.
So why wouldn't you be able to travel with your vape juice?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe she doesn't realize.
Oh, why even?
Maybe she's underage and she doesn't want her parents
seeing.
Or,
here it is. She's traveling with her vape. No, just carry... Yeah, just bring your vape juice as well.
Put your vape juice in your bag.
Is vape juice over 4 ounces? Does it come in over 4 ounces?
No, it looks so tiny.
Is it like a huge bottle of like...
She said it's the same size as her perfume.
Yeah, so I'm not following this hack at all. Power to you.
Unless
though.
It's THC, but...
Still, then just carry the little THC.
I don't, yeah.
Because that's illegal,
I don't
you're saying?
Give anyone any advice
Maybe
here, but like...
Maybe she's talking about vape juice because it's illegal.
No one is gonna stop you for your weed at
no,
the port. I hate to break. I can tell you that right now.
I hate to
blow your mind here, but... I don't even smoke weed. I have weed in my backpack every time I go to the airport. Yeah. Can I say that?
You're
I like
good.
Forgot about it. Yeah. It's probably from college.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah. And the thing is, everyone's like, the drug dogs. The drug dogs are not smelling for drugs.
They're
looking for bombs.
Yeah.
They're not looking for cocaine.
Yeah. I thought they were looking for more harder drugs. Like
they're
heroin?
Looking for bombs. It's an airport. You're not going to die if you do. Well, maybe. You're not going to die if you do Maybe. Right. I don't know.
Like drug.
You might.
Connor going on record, you're not going to die if you do heroin.
You're not going to die if you do some Molly at the airport. Have fun.
I think they're looking out for like drug smuggling.
If you have massive amounts of cocaine on your person, maybe the drug dog might pick it up.
Right.
But if you have a little bit of cocaine at the airport, I'm just kidding. No, I think we've all been there. I think they're smelling for drugs. I think that's the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what I said. And then you said they're smelling for bombs.
I'm so sorry. They're smelling for bombs. They're not smelling for drugs.
I think they are smelling for a lot of drugs.
Oh, computer. Let's see. Let's see what.
Oh, Karen.
Karen. I was going to ask what
computer wife
was called.
Yeah.
Computer wife.
Yeah.
I also, so like freshman year of college, I had this, I was using the same backpack for like class as travel, whatever. I guess I would still be doing that. But I had taken a backpack camping and I had a Keystone light at the bottom of my, or Natty light at the bottom of my backpack. Like forgot about it. Obviously my bag gets pulled for liquids. I am shaking, full body shaking because my bag gets pulled for liquids. And
wait, how old were you?
Like 19.
Okay.
And I'm shaking, like had no criminal record at this time. And so I'm like, like what's going to happen? They're going to take me, they're going to arrest me because I have one Keystone light that probably has less alcohol in it than a water bottle. And the oldest woman that's walking this planet took my bag and goes, natural light. I love soda pop. You can't travel with this, though.
Oh, you got really
lucky.
Oh,
no. I literally felt like Pablo Escobar leaving that TSA station. I was like, I just got
a
huge, like the biggest drug dealer ever in the world.
Oh.
You don't know about.
You didn't have any. No, I do. You didn't have.
I felt like him getting away from the cops because I didn't get in trouble for having an alcohol on me.
Okay.
Are you not?
No, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
TSA security officers do not search for marijuana or other illegal drugs, but if any illegal substance is discovered during security screening, TSA will refer the matter to a law enforcement officer for more prohibited items. Go to the What Can I Bring page on TSA.com.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, drug dogs. At the airport, marijuana, cocaine, crack cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, meth, ketamine, LSD. Forget what I said earlier.
Do you think they could smell up inside like the vape pen? Like can their sense of smell penetrate the walls of my binky to the
I don't
oil?
Know. I don't know if their nostrils are penetrating your walls.
Right.
But
because I'm sure they could penetrate like a bag that's filled with like actual like clumps of weed, but not necessarily like the binky.
Yeah, I mean, drug dogs have since like the gods. They're it's like their sixth and seventh sense.
Wow.
They have triple
they're
the sense.
Really talented. Really.
Yeah, they're really talented.
Yeah.
I would hate to have that much smelling power.
Oh God.
If I
blessing
get,
and a curse.
If I get a whiff of something, I was in an elevator leaving Dear Media.
Don't even tell me.
Yesterday.
Don't.
Oh,
even
you
tell
would
me.
Have.
Don't tell me.
You would have held your breath till you passed out just to get through it.
Don't even tell me.
I cannot find my car, obviously, because I'm in a parking garage. And someone in the elevator had thrown up recently.
No.
And so all I could smell was their putrid breath. And I'd rather smell something than breathe through my mouth and feel like I can taste it.
Mm,
so I was just smelling in like a movie theater vomit smell.
That's like so bad.
In
That's
an elevator.
So bad. Okay.
Oh, TSA canines are single purpose dogs trained to detect explosives. What our dogs do is some of the hardest thing training, some of the hardest testing. Okay, so now I'm confused. They look for a little bit of everything.
They're
I think
verse.
We can all agree on that. They're verse in what they're smelling out.
Totally.
Okay, well, good to know.
You ready for another hack?
Yeah.
This one's really just like, this is a life hack by definition.
Look, hand me the life hack.
A cut and dry life hack. Coffee in ice cube tray so cold brew doesn't water down. Now, talk to me when I can order that.
You can't order frozen coffee ice.
You should be able to.
But I think because you're not needing coffee ice as much as you could, I think that you could find yourself having an outburst of energy and you could maybe fill up your ice container with coffee.
But then that takes so long for it to freeze.
No, no, no. You make the coffee and like leave it out so it's room temp, and then once it's room temp, then you put it in the ice tray. But it does take.
Yeah, but I'm saying if I want to make a coffee right now, it would take so long for my. If I want to make a cold coffee with cubes made of coffee right now, it would take a while to freeze up the cubes.
I can't help you.
No, that's what I'm saying. If I ordered them, it'd be easier. So that's a business idea.
I just don't see, like, that is one we're just never going to see eye to eye on. And I think we just chalk it up to DSDM.
Yeah, that's fine. DSDF, yeah.
DSDF. Different strokes, different folks.
This is interesting, and I didn't know. Put eye drops on your zit, and it will be less red.
Let's talk about
because
it.
Because eye drops constrict your blood vessels.
Yeah.
Don't you, is that true?
It makes total sense.
Yeah, but I feel like I would have known that by now if it worked.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like we've always had the, like, at-home life hacks. I know one mm-hmm. one life hack, Proactiv, probably.
Probably, if you could say that.
Yeah, I would probably use Proactiv if I had
okay.
the decision.
Let's see via Google. While this skin hack can be useful if you have a red pimple that may be difficult to cover up with makeup products, experts do not recommend using eye drops on your pimples. It doesn't get to the root cause of acne.
Okay, but,
I'm not looking for the root cause.
I need a quick fix. Yeah. I need a quick fix.
Imagine how good Lumify is then.
Here's the deal. Great.
Yeah.
I'll try it and let you know because I have... You can't see, like, I look like I have just, like, the rosiest little cute nose right now. Uh-huh. It is a cystic pimple. So what there's, well, while on top of the surface, cute, below the surface, there's a frenzy of activity and
no,
it hurts.
No, but that's not going to help if it's not on the surface at all.
But there's redness. That's what I'm saying. If I wanted the redness to go away, I'd probably use Lumify.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I guess we'll have to test it and see.
Yeah, I wish I had it with
my mom used to say put toothpaste on pimples overnight.
I think I have eye drops in my bag.
Do you have a pimple?
No, but you just said you do.
Is it red? Can you see
just said it's red.
I can't see it because you're right there and you can see it.
Come a little bit closer.
Come a little closer than
no,
you
not
see.
At all.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's something to try out at home.
Yeah. I'll post it on the Instagram story next pimple I get.
Did you ever put toothpaste on your zits?
Did you hear me 10 seconds ago or no?
I guess not. What did you say?
You did though because
what
I
did
said,
you say?
What did I say? I said, my mom used to tell me to put toothpaste on my zits.
I didn't hear that.
I know. Well, you did because you repeated it.
Play it back.
Roll the tapes. Yeah, no, I did. And I don't think it ever worked.
I don't think so either. But I don't need to hold my mic anymore.
I love
a pimple cream that actually completely covers the zit. Like I don't see it.
It's buried.
It's buried. So I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not touching it. And that, I think, is the effectiveness of toothpaste. And that's honestly why I wear pimple patches all the time. So I just don't pick, even though, like, some of them don't even work, you know?
You know what the best remedy I've found is, besides, like,
tea tree
Proactiv
oil?
And CeraVe and stuff, is tea tree oil and salt water.
Yes.
Because it tightens your skin. It pushes all that shit out.
Yeah. That brings me to another life hack that someone said. If you need clear skin for the next day, say you're going on a date or need photos taken, cry the night before.
Tightens
your
skin.
For that salt water.
Oh, that actually brings me to something else.
What?
Hickeys.
Talk to me about hickeys.
I'll talk to you about them.
Spoon?
No. Spoon is a damn myth. I don't care what anybody says. Maybe it works eventually. The best thing you could do is good luck finding one, but you take a wooden pencil with an eraser on the back and you take the pencil and you put it against your neck like this and you push really hard and you twist it. In kind of little motions like this, in your finger, like this, like you're rolling a booger.
Like it would make it worse.
Mm-mm. Because the same way that you just said, like the redness is like your blood vessels, it's a bruise.
Uh huh.
So the more you loosen it up,
put eye drops on it.
Put eye drops on your hickey. No, put the pencil and twist it, and it loosens it up. It goes away within like an hour.
Okay.
The worst of hickeys, even the worst of hickeys.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll have to try it out.
Yeah. Give me a hickey right now. We'll try it later on.
No, it's
episode.
Okay, actually.
I got a life hack that I screenshotted because someone DM'd it because it was really long.
What?
But keep looking up yours and then I'll see if I find it before you.
Okay.
I'm working on right now. My phone is.
I have another one.
Okay,
right
go
now.
Ahead. Hit it.
Want it.
Hit it. Hit it.
This one's super interesting. Rebundle socks before putting them in the hamper to make sure one doesn't get lost.
I do that.
Sure, but I was under the impression they're getting lost inside of the washer.
Where else would they be? Oh.
Sucking them away.
Oh, this person is saying bundle your socks before you put them in the...
In the hamper.
Before... No, that's wrong. I rebuke that.
Because they're getting lost inside of the washer, so...
They're not getting lost inside the washer.
Yeah, they are.
Your roommates are stealing them. Your roommates are stealing one of your socks.
Rebundle socks before putting them in the hamper to make sure one doesn't get lost. Also, are they even getting washed if they're bundled up together? No, right? Yeah, that doesn't seem...
No, you need to debundle. Debundle. Move forward with debundle.
And go solo. Yeah.
And get back to me.
Yeah, that one's not working for me right now.
at this time.
This one I adore. I don't pay attention to gas prices. That way I can't get mad when they keep going up. She took the words out of my mouth that I didn't even know I had.
You don't what? She doesn't what?
I don't pay attention to gas prices. That way I can't get mad when they keep going up. I didn't even know I was hacking the mainframe, and I do that all the time.
Here's the thing. What am I going to do? Not buy gas?
Right.
I got to get there.
Right. So that is a good hack.
My number one thing my parents say when they get to California from Texas, they go, oh my God, look at these gas prices. Uh-huh. Like,
right.
What do you want me to say to that? Like, right. I'm not in charge of
there's
gas prices.
There's nothing you can do.
Like, yeah, look at them.
Nothing
look
you can do.
Look at these gas prices.
Yeah.
And then move on.
Exactly. Good point, Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this because it's about protecting your peace.
I also, you know, that's like, that chalk it up to like, anytime you really need to fill the air and you're done with weather, say, how about these gas prices? Obviously, like, mm-hmm. read the room. Make sure mm-hmm. you don't have like an audience member that's going to go postal and mm-hmm. like the coffee shop or mm-hmm. something once, you know, Biden enters the conversation. But I promise you, Biden does not know what the gas prices are either. Like, he doesn't even know where he is right now.
Yeah. Well, he's life hacking. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Biden's been life hacking this whole time.
Ignorance is bliss.
Protect your peace.
Biden made up that quote. Ignorance is bliss. He seems like he's having like an awesome time, to be honest.
Yeah. He's protecting Except his peace. Except with stairs. That's for darn tootin' sure.
I got someone sent me a
okay.
long one.
Let's see. Let's hear it.
I'm gonna read it, but I did not pre-vet this.
Oh, it's always scary, but go ahead.
I'm gonna read it.
Yeah,
fuck
give it.
It
a try.
Okay. Honestly, this one is for relationships, but my wife and I have a point system. Let's not read this. Read one of yours.
No, read it.
Points for what?
read it sentence by sentence. Okay.
Every day you start with 100 emotional points. Oh. And throughout the day, things that happen take points away. Mm. Work may take 50 plus points. Traffic may take 10 plus. It's all relative to that day. Then when we get home, we communicate with each other how tired we are based on how many points we have left. If it was my turn to cook, but work kicked my ass, I'll say, hey, it's been a super long day. I have like 3 points left. And cooking is going to take at least 10. We got to order food tonight.
I'd be saying that every night then.
It's an honor system. It must be an honor system. And that helps us communicate with each other better than, I don't want to. I'm tired. There are a few things that can add points too, but it's different for each of us. Our marriage with 2 kids is really easy, and this is a big part of it. Okay, I think more, yeah.
It's a Brene Brown thing, actually. She.
Oh, she's great.
Who's Brene Brown?
She's great.
Motivational, like.
Life
therapist, coach.
Okay.
She has so many TED Talks.
I want to hold that thought.
I think that could work for some people.
Oh, look at her.
Yeah.
She's an inspirational
teacher.
She's
the it girl. She's the it girl.
Yeah. Brene Brown. Yeah.
And with a name like Brene Brown, you were born to coach.
That name rolls off my tongue mm-hmm. like soy sauce. Okay, the reason that I'm excited about that one is because there's a man with a wife and 2 kids writing into BNC MAP.
Oh, I didn't even think
That's
about
why I
that.
Screenshotted
I didn't even
it.
Think about that.
And I love you. I hope.
Adore.
Maybe that was a Brene Brown. Maybe, like, I'm excited to read that off because that probably resonated with, like, I like the emotional system.
I don't think it would work for me.
No,
because I don't tell the truth.
Jill and I do it.
You do?
You?
Yeah, we started because she saw all the Brene Brown TikTok, and then she'll come home after a long day of teaching students all day, and I'll be at work, and then she'll be like, I'm at 20%. What are you at? And I'll be like, I'm at 60%.
But it has to be an honor system.
Oh, you mean you're not keeping records?
Yeah, because my ass would be like, I feel bad, but I'm going to say 10%.
The thing is, I think I wake up at 3%. So I think that's my issue. Is that I'd be in the negatives by the time I got home every day. You know?
Yeah.
But I see how it works for some people.
That's great. You do have to find out what works best for you.
I guess Brene Brown's job.
I need her to drop an album.
Her career, her occupation is providing people with life hacks. She's a hacker.
Brene Brown and Joe Biden go on tour. Live show when?
Hacks.
Hacks.
Capital H.
Hacks with Brene and Biden.
With Brown and Biden.
Free idea.
Mic drop.
Wow. For some reason, I'm addicted to Brene Brown.
Okay.
Do you want to
say it a few times?
Yeah. Brene Brown.
Go ahead.
I'm going Brene Brown mode over here. At what points are you at right now? I'm feeling good. I'm at like 98. because of my 2 hours of traffic driving 35 miles this morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, how many points am I at right now?
Yeah.
Maybe like 15.
Have a tot. Have a tot.
I have.
Have a tater tot.
I have. 15 because I didn't, I don't sleep Tuesday nights anymore because I have some sort of psychological barrier.
Right.
For whatever reason. And something else. Do you recall? I don't remember.
No.
Man, so maybe I'm at like 50.
That's a pretty big, like, flexible range.
What was I?
15.
Oh.
So you're actually 35 really... points higher than you originally thought? You seem like at least 50, maybe 60.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Like, I can't get a reading on my point system right now.
You're not in touch with your body.
I'm not in touch with my points, my emotional points right now.
You're not Brene Browning over there?
No, I'm not.
Well, I had this coffee in an empty stomach, so I'm about to Brene Brown my pants. So
that's
I'm looking forward to our 10-minute break in between this and Close Friends so I can have some thoughts.
Do you want to Brene Brown now?
No, so I'll hold my Brene Brown for a bit.
More comfortable as we move forward in the podcast?
Nah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good. Oh, see, this is like an idea of a life hack right here. So some people paint their keys on their keychain. I'm always so scared I'm going to get somewhere and I'm going to be in a tight spot. Someone's coming back behind me with a knife and I'm going to have to fumble all my janitorial key ring and get in my door.
Why are we painting them?
Because the one's your mailbox, one's your car key, one's your home key.
Right.
Look
at
all these keys.
Oh my God, Ryan, you're a hacker too.
They have these on Amazon. You just color your...
You color your things. Or if you have nail polish, you could do that today.
I went to get my keys copied.
Yeah.
2 days ago. Left... The copies and the original at the kiosk.
Okay, get this.
Mm-hmm.
I went to I lost my keys at my house. I told my roommates, I need to borrow someone's key.
Yeah.
Go make copies. Left it there, and I didn't push it in all the way when I made the copies, so they all came out false. So I had to wait 3 hours.
For them
to get home, and then I had to tell them I left your key.
Yeah. Did you go to one of those machines?
Yeah.
I've got a great key guy for you.
You got a key guy?
I got a key guy.
You got a key person?
I got a key person.
Every day you come in here more and more rich.
It's $3, I guess.
You got a key guy?
Yeah. But it was an amazing day because I tried to go to like Ralph's or something to copy my keys. Couldn't find a parking spot, so just left. And then I was driving here and then on the side of the road saw
a kiosk,
if you will. And I've been going ever since. It's awesome.
How often do you need to go to the key kiosk?
Well, I need to make copies of my keys every time I get a new person to watch Frankie because all my friends keep losing my keys.
Right.
So.
You should make like six and keep them in like a bag in your car.
Well, there's about 16 of my own keys that I've left at that kiosk, so I've got to go pick them up. Anyway.
Right.
This is sweet. Someone said, I watch your podcast while I do dishes because I hate doing dishes, but I love you guys. Which is so sweet and so true.
Okay.
I used to do that to go to the gym. I would only watch my favorite show when I was on the treadmill.
I used to do that at my horrible, horrible job.
Yeah.
I hope there's someone out there right now on Excel inputting things like the most monotonous tasks that like definitely should be autonomized via AI. Unfortunately, we put a lot of us out of work at entry-level positions, but I used to hate that and I always just put on people's podcasts and it was like, I was excited to get on Excel because it looked like I was super busy, but I was really just listening to a podcast. Now, I have one that I put in my phone last night. It's kind of different, but like kind of the same. If you hate doing laundry, plan your laundry for a night that you have something fun happening that you're maybe going to have drinks at or something, and start drinking while you're doing your laundry and turn on music. And it's like a pregame and you have like an activity. It's like you're folding your laundry and hanging it up, but you're kind of like a little bit drunk.
So
alcoholic life
hack,
hour.
Life hack, drink whenever there's something that you don't really want to do.
Oh. Yeah.
Hi.
Okay, so.
Perfect.
I think that's fun.
Yeah, like totally.
Like when I had a big essay due in college, I would always like go to the pregame, come home, type my essay, and I would get the best grades because my inhibitions were lowered.
Okay, interesting. I don't know if I could write an essay after a cocktail or two.
DSDF.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah. Okay. Here's one, and I don't think it's a life hack. And
okay,
I'll tell you why.
Hit me.
I back into parking spots and driveways so I don't have to back out. The net energy you're spending backing in and then driving out is more from a net perspective than driving in head on and then backing out.
Your gross time
and energy overall is more when you're backing in.
Well, we don't know.
90% of the time.
Yeah, we don't know their skill level backing in. Some people are just like gods of backing in. Oh, Ryan's like
Ryan.
On the back
Ryan
end.
Is like truly
Glenn.
Like hacked.
I'll see you outside
the
after
frame.
This. But like for me, it does take longer. And it's not like when I'm leaving a place, I'm not like, oh, I need to get the fuck out of here. Right. I'm not like robbing a bank. So I have time to back out usually.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not worth it to me to make it. Like you're not saving that much time because unless you're really good at backing in, it's going to take the same amount on the front end or on the back end to back out.
That's what I'm saying.
It evens out.
It's even harder to back in than back out.
Now, if you are someone who really likes the front of your car to show to everybody, by all means, back in.
Right, but then that's just not a life hack. That's just you wanting to show the front of your car.
I guess, okay, this is where we have a disconnect. Because if your life hack, if that's making your life better, like technically, no.
I think it's about making your life easier.
More efficient.
Yeah.
I don't think it's easier because like...
Okay, more efficient. There's like, nothing efficient about wanting to show people the front of your
like
car.
It's easier for rich people to get healthcare in the United States, but that's not a life hack to just have more money.
Right. That's a different layer that we're not even accessing right now. Life hacks are layered.
Yeah.
Speaking of, this one cracks me up.
Okay, give it to me then.
When your AirPods die...
swallow
if
them
you
whole.
Just put them back in the case for 2 minutes, they'll charge.
If your phone dies, if you charge
it
will be charged more.
Yeah, so I appreciate the time that was taken to send this in. I love it.
You just wait till we get to the urban legends. It's straight up, I'll just tell you when we get there. It's straight up is like, my parents lied to me. That's what all of them were. My parents used to say my dog ran away, it died. They put it down.
Right.
Like that, it's just your parents lying to you.
Right. That's not like a universal
urban
legend.
Sometimes when I'm hungry, I eat.
Yeah. Facts on God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm sick, I go to the doctor. It's okay. I could stop now, I guess.
Do you want more life hacks or do you want to move on to your urban legend?
No, give me one more life hack.
Okay. Let me get one really good.
I'm liking the life hacks, honestly.
Okay.
Is everybody liking this kind of vibe here? I feel like I'm liking the life hacks. I haven't learned anything from anybody besides like, honestly, can I say something?
Yeah, you can.
Without getting in trouble?
Yeah, you can.
I always take my AirPods out and set them next to my AirPods case.
Oh, I do too, Connor.
So that might have been like a nice reminder. They're out of my case right now. My case is in my car. My AirPods are packed in my backpack.
My case is just usually uncharged.
No, I'm always walk up to put my AirPods in for a run, and they're sitting right next to me, an inch away from my case, dead. But you know what I simply do?
Huh?
Put them in for 2 minutes.
2 minutes. That's all. 2 minutes is all it takes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Life hack.
Hack alert. Okay, this I don't even know if this is
true. Call me Brene Brown over here.
This I don't know if it's true.
Okay, hit me.
Draw chalk around things you don't want ants going in. They can't pass chalk.
That's true.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it because the chalk, even though it's invisible to the naked eye, is actually like elevated for an ant?
It's not invisible to the naked eye. You see chalk.
I don't see elevation.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, can ants
crawl
physically
directly
not
up
crawl?
Like a wall, though. Like ants can crawl
up
a wall.
Are they allergic to chalk?
When a pheromone trail is disrupted by chalk or a line drawn by their path, the scent trail they were following is temporarily disconnected. So like,
oh, it's
they
a pheromone issue.
They fall. Yeah, it's all about pheromones at the end of the day.
Okay. This one, maybe you could help me understand this one.
Can I do one redacted quote?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crap. All right, Mrs. Puff, what did I get? 6. Woo! And what did I need to pass? 6. Ooh, 100. What?
You are amazing.
It's crazy the things that stick in your brain, but like
isn't
I took
it?
4 years of Spanish and I can't say a sentence.
Isn't it?
It took me a while to remember hola yesterday.
Hola. The way your brain works is awesome. Ooh. And don't let anyone ever tell you it's not, Connor.
I won't.
Okay. Speaking of your awesome brain, maybe you can help me understand this.
Sure.
Wrap the waist of a pair of pants around your neck, and if the ends line
yes,
up
perfectly, I saw this.
If the ends line up perfectly, they'll fit. My neck is not the same size as my waist.
Do you have an extra pair of pants
not
sitting
on
around?
Me.
Hmm. Do we? Yeah. If you go to the store, if you were maybe at, let me think of who would maybe give me a brand deal. No clothing companies want to work with me for some reason.
Do one you've already done a brand deal with.
Okay, I've never done clothes. Oh, Viori. It doesn't work because they have an elastic waistband mostly.
How about try to just do like Gap?
How about I do American Eagle?
Oh, do it, man.
Okay, say you're at American Eagle and you're getting a pair of jeans. I think this only works if you are getting like denim or something that doesn't stretch. And you take the two farthest apart sides and you put it around your neck and you touch it. If it touches perfectly, it's going to fit your waist perfectly. If it's too loose, if it goes over, it's too loose. It works. I saw a TikTok about
it. My neck's not the same size as my waist.
I think that circumference blows people's minds.
It must.
Girth blows people's minds.
Oh, I guess I'm fitting inside of the pants via my waist and my neck is surrounded by the pants. But I don't...
Huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Here. Oh, wait. Can we watch it? Yeah, see, this is the visual if you're on YouTube. If the waist fits perfectly around your neck, that means they fit. And like several people tried out, it worked every single time. If the corners touch, like so.
Okay.
If it's kissing,
I believe it.
Corners, that means it works.
That's a life hack.
Yeah.
That's a life hack. This is a life hack.
He's happy.
Oh, precious. This is a life hack as well, what I'm about to tell you.
What? God damn, I need
frozen grapes in wine for a chilled experience without letting the water it down.
Are you obsessed with ice?
I might be. Did you ever think of putting frozen grapes in your wine for a more chilled experience without watering it down?
Sangria, maybe?
That's different. All different types of fruit.
What did I? Oh, you know what?
I don't think there are grapes in sangria.
You know what, Brooke? I apologize to you.
I love it. For what?
I was in a really tough spot during COVID. Couldn't go get ice. So I had to use... I'd use frozen sausage for my water one time. Frozen sausage.
Bet your life would have been a lot easier if you ordered ice.
Couldn't, because you couldn't touch anybody.
Wow.
No drivers were driving.
Wait, you put frozen sausage in your water?
Chet, you betcha.
Okay, I loved...
I actually have a TikTok about it. It was good. Because it gave... Like, who says that solids can't be... Like hint water? It's like a hint of watermelon. Who says I can't have a hint of applewood smoked sausage?
I would say a lot of people would say that.
I know, but maybe DSDF after all. Different
it's
strokes,
a social
different
construct
folks.
That we can't have sausage water.
Yeah, sausage water. Why drag it out? Yes.
Yeah. All right. Here's two I got right next to each other. And
okay.
I got tons of variations of these both. And this is an interesting conversation starter and a head scratcher. First one, let me finish both. First one, it's free if you pay by card. Second one, if you pay with cash, you don't lose any money.
I feel that way with cash because I don't carry cash. I don't feel that way with card.
It's cash because you don't see anything coming out of
your
bank account.
You have a credit card limit. Do people not look at their credit card limit or do they just go over their credit card limit?
Well, it's kind of like gas prices. Like if you don't look, it's not there.
Oh, I don't have that.
You look at your...
I check all the time because I always assume it's going to get denied.
I can't look.
I also...
Watching a car wreck.
Yeah, no, I don't. I feel the credit card swiping. I more so than paying cash. Cash, I'm like, oh, I got cash.
Okay,
gotta get rid of it.
You're saying you think when you buy things on a card, it's free?
No, I'm saying cash, like, what? I don't carry cash, you know?
So are you saying that it's free if you pay with card or it's free if you pay with cash?
I don't think either of them fit free to me, but I do like, I would rather spend cash. Like if there is a homeless person, I'm like, here's $20, you know? And like I think a lot of people would be like $5, you know? But I'm like, I don't really want to hold cash on my person because my wallet is this big.
For me, spending cash is...
Cash is king?
Free.
Yeah,
you're not spending money when you're spending cash.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That was a bad example, but I'm saying like, I feel more generous with cash. You know, for a tip at a table, I'm like, I'll just leave the 20. You know, I don't want to.
Right,
because I don't want dollar bills back.
Right, you're wanting to get rid of the cash
bills
anyway.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll go play a claw machine 40 times.
I put clothes in the dryer with an ice cube and it gets the wrinkles out without having to steam.
That's a good one.
Is that true? Yeah. That seems like it would just like be mayhem in the dryer.
It would be loud, but just leave.
If you're pooping in public and have nowhere to put your bag, hang your bag around your neck. That feels cumbersome.
Cumbersome? Walk me through that.
I think that's the right word.
Cumbersome.
Like a nuisance, a physical nuisance, kind of.
I'm adding that to my list.
I don't know if that's the right definition now that you mention it. Okay, cumbersome. Large or heavy and therefore difficult to carry or use. Yeah, that's kind of right.
But what if it's like a tiny purse? Brooke, look at my picture today on my phone.
What is it?
It's a picture of you. I don't know what you're doing.
Let me see.
Oh. Sorry.
Could you put it closer to my eyes? I don't know what that is. I can't even begin to think of the context.
We were on a plane to go see the Jonas Brothers, I think.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. Sure. Yeah, I guess technically that's another one that's like, for me, it would be easier to put my bag on the ground.
Ew.
It is what it is. I'm not sleeping in bed with my
bag. I would
bag.
Need to hold it like this or put it on my lap.
Yeah, I'd probably lap it. I don't know, Connor.
I don't know either. Should we do some urban legends?
Yeah.
Just let me know when you're ready.
This one I thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should consider. Was spending too much money on Uber, so I just moved next to my favorite bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a life hack.
Yeah, that's a life hack.
I guess if it's like the same rent and it's your favorite bar, that's awesome. I also was like moving based on my favorite bar.
Yeah.
My last place. I just realized that.
I screenshotted this one for you too.
Mm-hmm.
I put peanut butter in a plastic bag and then put that bag in warm water so that I can drizzle peanut butter on my yogurt.
Oh.
And I thought of that for you because you love peanut butter and you could do it on your mush.
Wow. They make peanut butter mush.
Okay. Wouldn't you like to add peanut butter on top?
To a dark chocolate
sure.
one I would.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love mush. I'm thinking about mush. I mean, there's a delicious steak sandwich right next to me, but I would maybe have some mush instead.
Wow. Last one. And then we
yeah. Hit second. Me. Hit me. Hit me. Wait, I have one in between because
okay.
It reminded me. It was a life hack too. They said, and this one gave me chills up and down my body. They said, when your Nutella or your peanut butter is almost out, scoop some ice cream into it and use it as the ice cream container. And then you get that experience.
Complete full body chills. That is a life hack.
That is a life hack.
We should have written down the ones that we both like stamped as life hacks.
We'll have to watch the episode
yeah.
and pull it back up.
Yeah, that's a good point. Last one. Instead of cutting carrots, I bite them into bite-sized
yeah.
pieces, spit them out in
yeah.
the salad.
Don't even need to have
like
a conversation.
Like instead of those shredded carrots yeah. that are good in salads, totally chew them up, spit them out. Same exact
yep.
thing.
No,
you're paying less money for buying baby carrots.
Done.
I
would do that with apples, celery, the list goes on.
Certified life hack.
Yeah, certified life hack.
Okay, that's
sometimes,
it for my hack.
Sometimes, instead of even squeezing the toothpaste, I just suck a little bit out.
Oh,
and then start brushing my teeth.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I cut out the bottom. I cut off the bottom of my toothpaste and then stick my toothbrush in it.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. This man did this and I couldn't help but feel like really jealous of him because I've been known. I'm not pulling out a knife.
Yeah.
That makes total sense to me.
Me too.
It's yours. You're putting
it's
it in your body. Your
yeah.
body, your choice.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, we're going to move over to the urban legends.
Exciting.
I did have a lot of fun with the life hacks.
I love that you had a good time.
That was fun and different.
Yeah.
Nobody else is doing it like BNC MAP.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. So I also gave everybody the opportunity to send in urban legends. Now, there was a deep, deep disconnect. I don't know if most of our followers do not speak English or if I didn't know what an urban legend was, but my, oh my, there are so many old men living in the woods behind people's houses. Like, they were like, the urban legend when I was growing up was there was an old scary man. I was like,
that's an urban legend.
Old scary man legend?
Yeah, that's like a town urban legend,
old,
a town specific.
Okay, everybody has him though. He's omnipresent.
Did you have the Headless Horseman?
I've heard of the Headless Horseman, but
my dad said he was in my personal backyard.
What is up with parents like scaring
shit
out of people?
Yeah.
No, Brooke, let me go through these. Some of these are just like parents literally brutally
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, I have to pull up this one that this dude said to his girlfriend. And he was like, I've never said that out loud since I was 11. I don't know why I said that. Okay. Okay. I found it. Me and an ex were making the bed, and I went to rip off the long ass tag off his mattress. He said, "Don't rip that off. It will tear a hole in the ozone." We stared at each other blankly, and he said, "That's the first time in adulthood I've said that out loud, I guess. That isn't the truth, huh?"
In the ozone. We've had an entire episode about the ozone, now that you mention it.
Whoa, the ozone was like something that we used to talk about.
We
constantly
used to be obsessed with the ozone.
We were in our ozone era.
Yeah.
We were kind of...
Since we Greta Thunberg, so much time on it, could you tell me what it is? Because
there's layers to this shit.
Literally.
Yeah. But no,
what
I can't tell you what it is.
If you had to say what the ozone was.
The ozone is a protective layer of the atmosphere that protects us. Need I go on?
100%.
The ozone layer is a thin part of the Earth's atmosphere that absorbs almost all of the sun's harmful. Yeah.
You literally said it better than Google.
Legend. And I made it like accessible
Legendary
to more people.
You did. You Hank Greened it.
Accessible information. For the masses, that's what we are all about here.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, goosebumps.
Whoa. Now, let's go through our bullet points, Brooke.
What bullet points?
The things that you can expect on BNCMAP.
Okay.
Speaking on things we know nothing about. That's bullet point number
Check.
One.
Speaking on things we know everything about, for example, ozone. Specifically science related.
Making up facts.
Yeah.
And just leaning into them. Mm-hmm. No, we sent bullet points to each other. I have to read them off.
Okay. I don't remember where we put them.
I screenshotted it.
Okay.
But it's going to take a while. I just give up right now.
Giving up. You can expect to see...
giving up.
Live action giving up on BNCMAP.
You can watch us quit while we're behind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I do know that there's some myth with... maybe not even a myth. On the mattresses, they all say it is a federal offense to rip the tag off your mattress.
I always thought that the police would come busting down my door if I so much as had a teeny tiny rip in that tag.
No wonder, like, our parents are like, the phones are listening or they're watching us. They are. Well, we're just cool with it. But like, that's what they were raised thinking, that the mattress gods were going to bust the door down and beat their ass.
Why does it say that? Asking you, what you can find on BNC, asking the hard hitting, important question.
Brooke? Why was it illegal to remove the mattress tag?
You tell me.
As soon as the government caught on, mattress salespeople found a clever workaround. Just rip the tag and sell their bacteria-filled products to unsuspecting customers. As soon as the government caught on to these shenanigans, they required the addition of the do not remove message to be included by law on every mattress tag. Now, what were the shenanigans?
I don't get it.
I think we lost a little bit of
I think we need
context.
More context.
Here it is. Why all the drama about the silly little label? It's one of those things with an interesting backstory that begins in the early 20th century when mattress makers and sellers were engaging in some pretty shady business practices, which I imagine they're still up to now because there's so many mattress stores. Mm-hmm. Sorry for a different day. At that time, mattress makers were known to cut corners by stuffing the mattresses with some pretty repulsive garbage, like discarded food, old rags, horse hair. Inevitably, this would attract lice, bedbugs, and a number of unwelcome bedfellows. It's safe to say these were not luxury mattresses. So the government had a bright idea. Let's require the manufacturers to attach labels to new mattresses, stating that all the materials were used, they were new. Mattress salespeople found a clever workaround, blah, blah, blah. Do not remove. Okay.
What stops me from removing it when I get it home? Not a darn thing.
Not a goddamn thing. Yeah. Your mattress, your choice.
Imagine if that was somebody's job, like a parking ticket officer.
Bed
Somebody
checks.
Came around, knocked on your door, and had a mattress inspection for the tag.
It's giving dark.
Giving dark and stormy. What's the next urban ledge?
Okay. That a lot of people didn't want to shower when it was storming out because they were scared that the lightning would conduct... I'm not kidding. 50 people wrote in that they still are nervous to take showers when it's storming out because
the
lightning will conduct through the pipes into their shower and they'll be electrocuted. That's my favorite time.
Everyone always said don't shower during the storm.
Oh, I never got that.
Oh my God, I got it. I didn't know you could. Can you?
What?
I have never in my life showered during a storm.
Brooke, what? That's the best time to shower. It's like being outside, but you're inside.
And you know what? I never even asked why. I didn't even think about the lightning being a part. Right, I just said, someone said, don't shower during a storm. I said, okay.
Let's go to the experts, mythbusters.com. Okay. A person can be electrocuted by using the shower during a lightning storm.
Yeah.
Verdict, plausible.
Plausible.
The dummy was not hit. A small fire did occur, however, and the voltmeter again blew the fuse. During both experiments, small electromagnetic pulses interfered with the camera. Okay, so there's not enough to... It's not going to kill you.
But it might.
Yeah, but...
It could. I would rather avoid the small electrical fire in my shower if I can.
Whoa, I'm getting in. It's not a toaster in the bathtub. It's like a little shock.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Woo! I wouldn't mind a little shock to my system every now and then.
Do you remember that game?
I do not understand lightning. I just want to lay that out there. Do not understand it. I don't even try.
You have to. Do you understand thunder?
Brooke, you think if I don't understand lightning, I understand thunder?
No, I was just asking.
Those are two separate, like, men in the sky to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're
brothers.
They're mythical beasts to me.
I think that is, like, Greek mythology.
I cannot believe they're real. Thunder?
Well, people think that, like, I'm sure in Greek mythology or some sort of mythology, people think that
some girl wrote in and said that she was told that lightning was either...
That's Zeus.
God moving his furniture around, or he was bowling.
Oh.
And when it lightninged, it means that he got a strike. And I was like, it lightnings every time it thunders. So,
yeah. Or it thunders every time it lightnings.
On God.
Mode.
No, it thunders every time it lightnings. You're right. Because lightning comes...
Chicken and the egg.
No, lightning comes first. Because speed of light is faster than speed of sound.
Oh, my God. Good job.
I love having my thighs out on set.
You always do.
Yeah. No, I don't. I never wear shorts in this jaunt.
Oh, I feel like I'm always looking at your smiley tattoo.
Oh, here we go. How lightning develops. Positive charges, negative charges, and then, you know, one thing leads to another, and it has... Oh, it's because there's a positive charge on the ground, and the negative is attracted to the positive.
Are you telling me that now you get it?
No.
Yeah.
That made it worse.
Life hack, don't even try.
Life hack, Joe Biden it. Don't look into it. Just move on.
Move on.
Try to get up those stairs.
Except that there are some things that, like, just are not in your realm.
No, God, no. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even try. So a lot of these, this person said, my grandma told me that. So the main one that we talked about is that if you flash your lights at somebody who has their lights off, it's a gang initiation. And if they're told to be initiated, they need to kill you. The first person that flashes them to turn on their lights. That's what I was told.
They're going
to
kill you.
That the people with their lights off are gang members and they're waiting for the first person to flash them. And the initiation is you have to kill the people that tell you to turn your lights on the first people. And
never heard that.
So you had never heard that. A lot of people wrote in and they were like, me too, I heard that too. And like, it was a gang initiation thing. And then, but my parents also told me to use it to like warn people about cops so that the people that you're passing don't speed past them if they're at the speed trap. A lot of it is like, there's a deer in Texas, there's a deer up there, slow down, that kind of stuff. Someone else wrote in and was like, yeah, someone I know was killed in that gang initiation thing.
That's so
which
scary.
I don't know if they're messing around, but...
So that's going to make
it had
me
to be
not
someone,
flash my lights ever.
I'm not going to speak to it because I told people to bring cocaine to the airport earlier.
Right.
So I'm just going to say... Judgment call.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyways, my grandma told me that the beeping sound that goes off when you don't put it in your seatbelt is the car calling the police.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's smart on grandma's
Yeah,
behalf.
A lot of these are like, this one, yeah. I mean, that makes sense too.
I think it's
I would believe
smart.
That.
It's so smart to lie to your kids if it's keeping them safe and the lie is not hurting anyone.
Well, it gets weird when they leave your household and they start telling other people that. And then they hear from other people's parents and kids that like your parents are insane. And then you go back and you're just like, who are you people? You've been lying to me.
I guess I'd rather be like a liar and have a weird kid than have a kid that doesn't wear a seatbelt.
On God.
Yeah.
Skunks come out when children cry if your windows are open, so you can't cry if they're open or else it'll smell like skunks. That sounds like this is a broken home and they don't have AC. And so don't cry too loud after we beat your ass because it'll smell bad.
But why would the parents want them to cry with the windows closed?
They're just saying don't cry with the windows open.
Right, but why is it okay to cry with the windows closed?
Because like, no one will hear you.
Oh, that's dark.
Yeah.
That's so dark, actually, yeah. Now that you mention it. My mind didn't even go there at first due to darkness.
No. Darkness?
Mm-hmm.
Why darkness?
It's because it's dark.
Well, who's dark? Oh, it's dark.
It's dark.
It's dark. It's yeah. It's dark and stormy yeah. as well.
Yeah.
Lightning. Okay. Milk makes your bones stronger.
Calcium makes your bones stronger.
Is there a lot of calcium in milk?
I think that's the point of milk.
So, like, this is when the disconnect started to happen with the urban legends.
I think that's
how does Goat Man in Maryland equate to bones make your milk stronger? Yes.
We knew what you meant.
You know my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I got a good itch.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Okay. There's no evidence that drinking milk can prevent from bone fractures or osteoporosis.
There's no evidence?
No. The dairy and bone health link is one of the most pervasive milk myths. One large-scale Harvard study followed 72,000 women for 2 decades. Followed 72,000 women for 2 decades? Number one unemployed activity known to man. Leave those women alone!
Also, what other milk myths are there?
Oh, Brooke.
I want to know about the milk myths.
Let's dive into the milk myths.
Let's do that in the bonus because we're kind of done this episode.
The myth! Milk is full of hormones. Just not true. The myth! Milk
we're doing it now.
Inaccurate. The myth, milk is packed with additives. Dot, dot, dot. The myth, milk causes mucus and congestion. I think that's on
God. That's real. That's on God. Dairy. Dairy makes me.
I love milk. I don't care what it does to me. Okay.
Well, I can't trust any of those myths now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, urban legend. Shoes hanging over a wire is where to buy drugs. Which is troubling because I just threw shoes over the wire in front of my house.
I didn't know that.
They're
I've
still
never
there.
Heard that.
I've never done it. I just like felt like I wanted to do it one day and I did it. I threw my Converse up there. It was freeing. I felt like Stanley Yelnats.
Were you over those shoes?
Oh, I love them. I wanted to get them down right away.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Sometimes it helps to think. For a second longer sometimes.
Okay. Are you preaching to me?
No, I'm giving you a life hack.
Let's wrap up.
Yeah. Let's do some more in the bonus.
Guys, everyone, let's congratulate Alex Earl for being crowned Queen of Wawa.
Yes. Queen, go off.
Let's absolutely go.
Yes. You can be happy for someone and also disappointed that you're not the queen.
Yeah.
I guess that's how I feel.
Yeah. I'm not the next. That. Like, I want to win something. I want to be king of... Oh, I'm King of Venice.
You are King of Venice Beach.
Never mind. I rest my case.
Yeah, you are King of Venice Beach.
Okay, well, we've got so much to cover.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to Wawa next week. That's why I brought that up, because I'm going to be in... I'm going right on the Jersey Turnpike.
Oh, Connor.
Yeah, I'm...
Vlog it.
You know what? Mark my fucking words, you guys. Sorry, I'm closing with a cuss word. Because I'm fired up. I'm starting my YouTube channel and I'm sticking to it this time. I know.
I go, yes.
I'm doing it this time.
Yes.
I put it in my goals for my next year of life.
Well, you're saying it here, so manifest. Life hack.
My YouTube channel is going to pop off. Bye, guys. We'll see
you
in the
bonus. Bye, guys. See you in the bonus. This week on Close Friends.
Just got sad.
Because of goats.
Shoplift from somewhere, Brooke.
I can't.
Shouldn't have to. It's 2020. We put a man on the moon and we have to put our hands in our ass. To get poop out? Sorry, that's gross.
You know what? It feels so good when that happens, though. That's a life hack. Be so stupid that when you finally get something right, it feels really good.
Yeah. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.